You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro. So finally, I jump in, put it in park, peed all over myself.
And the car.
In the bushes. Right. Car, bushes, pee, all over my pants. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
Yada-dee, yada-do.
Yada-dee, yada-do. Our amazing producers, how about the father B, RJ Santillo?
Homered, first ever three-game hit as a Met.
The very rare three-game hit. And how about the fraud Yankees fan, the very handsome Raymond Santiago?
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka. That's Brooks Koepka's smarter brother, Brooks. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Master Mulcher?
You wouldn't even know what to do with mulch. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, you know it, 1-800-919-3776.
In an elite setup by me.
It's always about you. All you're doing is answering the phone. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
You think no. I think yes.
I think yes. Thank you, Buck. Yankees blew a four-run lead in the seventh. The Orioles scored 8 runs in the top of the inning. Yankees win streak snapped at 5. Mets were shut down by Marcus Stroman. Great in Chicago. He went 8. Francisco Alvarez had 2 of the Mets' 4 hits, including a 2-run home run. Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup final. Matthew Tkachuk with another game-winning goal to finish off the sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes. Celtics look to keep their season alive at home tonight in Game 5. Of the Eastern Conference Finals. I have an NFL list that I teased yesterday that we're going to do. We have 2 more qualifiers for the All-American Ford Custom Bronco. We got stuff he missed at 9:15. And as always on the Thursday at 7:45, we have an observation that did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, I'd like to take the time to address Dave's claim that he could make it in prison. First off, Dave, what would you wear?
Nipple pants.
Not sure that's a great idea. How would you protect yourself?
You know what? I speak with my hands. They're visual weapons is what they are.
That's probably not going to work. What about if you need something?
Give me all your money.
How would you pass the time?
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
Wow. What do you think they'd call you?
I am thermometer boy right now.
Not sure it's going to be a thermometer. Here he is, my little jailbird, the one and only David Hugh Rothenberg.
I'll tell you what. I'm not in a great mood, but that puts me in a much better mood than when I walked in here this morning. So that's a good job by you. A real nice job by you.
Thank you very much. You got to explain to me why you're not in a good mood, because I almost ran into you as you walked into
the
door.
We almost did have a two-car collision on the way in, yes.
Hot tea everywhere.
Well, because, I'll tell you why. Because Tuesday is a difficult day on the streets, the main streets in New York City, to find a parking spot. So it's understood that on a Tuesday, I'm going to have to put my car into a lot. That's understood. But and Wednesday's cake, because Wednesday you get, it's a free-for-all, no alternate side of the street. You can park anywhere you want. Wednesday, easy, easy, easy. Thursday, typically, not all that difficult. So I get to my area, and I'm looking for my spot. Nothing. And then I drive around the block, and I see Raymond's fancy, beautiful blue Jeep just sitting there for all the world to see. And I drive by that, and I drive up the next block. Nothing. And around again, nothing. And around again, nothing and nothing. And now it's between me and the streets of New York City. I think to myself, how late can I push it until I actually give up and admit that I've lost here and I've lost and I'm defeated? And I thought, I'm gonna keep going around and around and around and around. Till what time? 5:48. 5:48. Start at like 5:34. 5:40. I was like, I can't win. I can't win. So I go to the lot, closed, go to the other lot, open, pop in there. Can't stop at the fruit guy. Then I stop at the nice man who has the cart right in front of our building. And Dave! So, Dave, how are you? Now, mind you, I've only met him like once or twice in my life, but apparently we're best friends. Very nice man. Dave, how are you? I said, great. Can I just get a tea with some milk and sugar, please? Sure. And then he wants to now be best friends. I said, listen, we go on in 7 minutes. If you could do me a favor and get this thing moving along. So I was rushing upstairs. You opened the door. I popped in. We almost had a two-car collision. Did not, but yeah. But the open salvaged my early morning so far.
I'm telling you right now, we walk through that door. We collide. Hot tea everywhere.
What do you think? I'm leaving. Okay, what happens?
The show doesn't happen.
What happens? We collide. Tea goes up into the air, like a slow motion. Up into the air, hit burning me, you, all of a sudden, we're screaming, yelling, tease on my face, you have to go, hot sugar melting into your skin, and we rush out to a burn unit. What happens?
It's going to be the RJ and Raymond show.
Is that right?
What choice would we have? That tea goes up in the air,
yeah.
Hits both of us, we're both leaving.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
And it's a very hot tea.
It's a sign we shouldn't be here. Like yesterday was a sign that I should quit sports. It was the worst sports day I've ever had in my entire adult
life. What happened? You played poorly in baseball?
Awful.
Really?
I had a bad baseball game. I played awful golf. It was awful.
So you left here.
I left here.
You're not all that well to begin with, recovering from your ailment.
Yes.
And you went to play golf, and then you went to play baseball. And oh, by the way, I don't know about for you on Long Island. In Westchester, it got freezing cold, and it poured.
Right.
So what are you doing?
They were going to cancel the game, but they said, you know what? Both teams are here. Let's battle through it. So here's what happened. So I leave here, and it took me extra long to get home, and I had promised my father-in-law I was going to take him golfing.
Oh my God.
And I have a good friend of mine that hooked us up at a really nice course. So I said, we have to do it. So got home, got my workout in, boom, right to golf, got home late, got my baseball uniform on, went and played baseball, got home around like 11:30-ish,
played
and
poorly.
Now I'm here. I was not great.
Really?
I think my body just quit. I think my body said, you know what?
Yeah, I understand.
You should be in bed.
You should have been in bed.
It's bad.
You should have been in bed.
It was really bad.
And you don't sound great today.
Well, that's because I didn't really sleep. And the Mets lost.
And the Yankees lost.
Well, I don't really care about the Yankees.
No,
as
I know
much
you
the
don't.
Mets.
But the local baseball last night, not good. But here's the Yankees. I mean, you had a bad inning. Happens.
Well, bad inning. But I think the bigger concern for the Yankees is
Nestor.
Well, not even Nestor, because he was cruising. I mean, I had no problem with him coming out in the seventh. I mean, he had 77 pitches. And like you mentioned, he was cruising. It's if you look and you want to dig into, you know, what the problem with Nestor has been this season is when he gets through the lineup a third time, there is a, when I said, okay, I'm going to give you the numbers, okay? So, first time through the order, what number would you like? Batting average?
Batting average, first time through the order is probably, I'm going to guess it's in the 100s.
183.
Yeah.
Okay. OPS, 524. Second time through the order, batting average 229, OPS 630. You get through the order a third time, batting average goes up to 452.
Wow.
In the OPS, almost 1600.
452 is unbelievable. 1600 is wild,
too.
No,
the OPS is 1548.
Yeah.
That's from 630. That's a problem.
I got to be honest with you, I didn't have an issue with them trotting him out there in the seventh inning. I mean, his pitch count was good. He looked terrific. He just got bad in the seventh inning.
Right. I mean, he ends up giving up the home run. And then
the bullpen did him no favors either.
No, the bullpen's been great. I mean, we talked about that for the last couple of days. Best ERA in baseball. And Cordero had been good. I mean, Cordero's 22 and a third innings of not allowing a run. And Baltimore's a good team. But that's one of those games. You got a four-run lead. And for those people who stayed.
Yeah. For those people that stayed, we are the show that doesn't stay to the finality of games, right? Because Raymond, so group text the other day, John Winter, lovely, sends a text. Listen, guys, offered four tickets to the game, great seats, club, like whatever, I don't know, some special club,
yeah,
whatever
beautiful
they are,
seats.
Right? And I said, no, thank you, Raymond, I want them. And it's like, well, do you want two or do you want four? No, I want all of them. Give me
every single one.
I want every single seat. Good for him. Great for him. I'm thrilled. I want Ray to go and enjoy himself.
Did you see the thirst trap picture he posted of him in his Yankees gear? Looking
no.
All sexy?
No.
On
Twitter?
All sexy.
Really?
The seat of his car all done up in his Yankees jersey.
His car
and
his
hat.
Has a beautiful spot right there on the street today.
Like a sexy photo. It's like
I'm
a dating
sure.
photo.
So then Yankees go up 5-1, and because this is what we do, he just left. He just up and left the game. Now, my question to you, Ray, who left early last night, is did your whole party of four leave early? Or was it just you that left early?
Well, yes, it was sort of a group decision because, A, it was past 10 o'clock, B, it was cold, and I was concerned about getting to work here this morning. So, yes, all these things were a factor. And I figured 5-1, we're in pretty good shape. Well, I felt good. I was wrong. What can I say?
I mean, RJ, when are you going to a game next year you can leave early?
You know, the rain delay kind of hurt me there, mister. Oh, it's only 30%. You'll be fine. You won't have to have any rain delay. Were those not your words as I was leaving here?
I'm a numbers guy. I'm the Joe Mazzulla of weather. I'm an analytics guy, okay?
You may as well have held a broom when you said it.
All I did, I said to him, I looked at my weather forecaster, and it said 30% chance of rain tonight. I imparted that to Ray. It said 30% chance of rain. It's not my fault it rained.
And
we talked to exclusive forecast expert.
Third base coach Luis Rojas. You know, I expressed my concerns with the rain in the forecast. You said, it's 30%, you'll be fine.
I was trying to be optimistic for you. What do you want me to tell you? 30% is, I mean, I'll take those odds. You tell me the other team has a 30% chance to win, I like those odds. It didn't work in your favor, but they played the game.
They did play the game.
And you eventually didn't stay for the entirety of the game.
I couldn't. I wouldn't be here now.
No.
I would here right now if I stayed for the entirety of that
no
game.
One
it was
built.
A struggle. It was a struggle to wake
this
up this morning.
Obscene. There is no one built to not sleep more than you. It's in your DNA. You do it. He does it 50 times during the hockey.
Yeah, but he got soft is what happened.
And basketball
season.
That's
what happens. He gets soft.
I'm on vacation. I'm not getting paid for it.
Knicks out, Rangers out. He's been getting sleep. He's used to it now. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to battle through this. I've had my fun.
No, that's amazing. Dan, do you see what's happened? You leave early.
Well, I left early because my son was going to project out vomit.
And the whole thing turns around. He leaves early, and the whole thing turns around. You can't leave games early.
No. Well, I turn around. When I leave it, it works out because I promised them a win.
Yeah, don't blame Aaron Boone. It's all my fault.
You got to win.
It's all my fault.
Well, I mean, the players have
to execute. It's not a great look for you.
It's not a great look, especially on the heels of you guys busting my chops for how many straight days? Taking phone calls.
Still.
Coming at me.
I think still.
I didn't bust your chops. He busted your chops.
I would have liked
you can't bust his chops.
I would have liked to have left my baseball game after the fourth inning.
Why not?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I stick with it. It was windy.
I mean, Raymond would have left.
It was raining.
RJ, are you a leave early guy? He probably is.
No, he's not even paying attention.
He's screening a call. That's on me.
We have to have a show meeting.
Why? Right now?
I want everyone to pay attention. At all times.
It's not fair. He's screening a call. No, that was bad on me.
That's why we need an intern. We have plenty of people.
I agree. We should have an intern. We should have two interns.
Well, I think one's fine.
I have two. We could have a fruit intern. All back and forth to the fruit guy.
Well, it feels like
this is the wave of the future.
It feels like Raymond needs his own intern. Poor Brandon comes in, and he wants to ask his Stump Rothenberg question. And Santiago's like, go get me a bagel.
A bagel. How about that? RJ, you're done screening now, right?
I am done screening.
Okay.
Correct.
Are you a leave early guy?
I'm not. But the rain delay did not help Ray's endeavor.
Would you have left? Be honest. Would you have left?
Yeah, he would have because he prioritizes this job. That's why. And he wants to be functional.
Then here's the thing. Then don't go. Don't take the tickets.
Well, stop.
No, I'm serious. Then don't. No.
Well, you know who's going to use them?
You're doing a disservice.
If I didn't take the tickets, who's going to use them?
They're nobody.
I'm sure somebody would have used four front row tickets of the Yankees last night.
Like you. You would have used them.
I didn't know because I respect it. I didn't really want to go. I couldn't go, and I didn't go. I didn't take them and say, I'll show up in the fifth inning and leave in the eighth. You're like a Dodgers fan.
I didn't show up in the fifth inning.
He was there during the rain delay.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever. It's fine.
Well, maybe if you had given better information to him, he could have. I mean, he could have waited.
It's not on me.
It is on you.
How in the world?
That affected my feeling going, Dave feels pretty good about the weather. Maybe I should feel better about the weather. Only 30%, he said. It'll be fine.
Listen, the 30%, yeah, but hey, I'm going to tell you.
The collective groan in the ballpark.
Any of you people, don't you dare turn this to me because he's a fair weather fan. Because you don't stay for games. That's the problem.
I usually stay for the entirety of games. I can't tell you the last time I left the game early.
Mm-hmm.
There were circumstances that led to me leaving this one. Oh, what do you want from me?
I usually go to the post-game press conference when I'm there with my press pass.
I can't believe that this show, it's a staple, is that fandom and going to games and the importance of staying to the end is so vitally important. And half the show in the last 10 days has left the game early.
You haven't gone to any games.
When I go, I don't leave early.
Oh, when I go, stop. Actually, the biggest pet peeve my wife has ever had with me is how long I would take after games to come out of the locker room. Because she'd be by herself.
You're one of those?
She'd be by herself.
And you just left her.
Well, no, she was at the game. What am I going to do? I got to do all my stuff. To the point at one, like, Billy Smith actually came up to me when he was the goalie coach and was like, I thought he was going to give me some, like, kind of tip. And he's like, here's what I need you to do.
Get out of the locker room.
I was like, oh, what is this going to be? He's like, you take way too long in the locker room.
You fool.
I was like, what? Yeah. He's like, get your stuff off. Meet me over at Champions at the area.
And bring a six-pack. Yes. All right. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Maybe we stop the show at 9 today. Maybe we just leave early as a show, because that's what we do. No, I won't. I will stay here till 10 o'clock. Hot tea.
Take 3/4 of your salary, then, to do that.
You know what? You,
no problem. Honestly,
he's already spent it.
You should buy tickets for a listener today. That's what he should do.
He already spent it on
good luck.
On the fake emblems, the Mercedes emblems for his car. That's not really a Mercedes.
The Mercedes?
The Mercedes.
It's a Mercedes.
Yeah, right.
Just because it doesn't have Sirius XM, I'm not playing this game with you leave early guy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
After just talking to RJ, he's dating Ange for, I don't know, maybe like a year. They go to a Yankees-Red Sox game on a Friday night.
Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It goes 18 innings.
Right.
She turns to him and says, RJ, I'm so tired. Can we please go? And he says, no, we can't go. I'll get you an Uber, and I'm staying at the game.
Well, he was with his buddy, too, in all fairness, to Raymond.
But still.
No, that's dedication.
He lights went out. Home runs in extra innings. He refuses to leave with a girl that he's still trying to impress. That's like the infancy stage.
I think he knew he must have known he was locked in. Like, there's no way. Like, if there was any question as to whether or not
he leaves,
she was in it for the long haul.
But to send your girlfriend, future wife, in an Uber, that's a move.
That's Davish.
That it? That right out of my playbook.
Davish. Yeah. Like, what would Dave do?
Yes.
That's
what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have probably pushed her to, you can't leave.
Right. No, you're staying.
You're going
you
to
hold her captive. Like,
hold her hostage, right. Yes.
I basically did. But you get to the 17th, and I think it was 2 in the morning. And, you know, eventually you do feel bad. Yeah, but I told her, we saw two baseball games.
I'm sure she was thrilled with that. I would have never signed on for two. I didn't want to go to two baseball games.
Thing is, though, they don't reopen the beer stands because there's some kind of like magical, you get to the 15th inning, we feel bad for you. You just sit there and...
In sobriety.
Sobriety, you're hungry again. You've relived all of it all over again.
And they lost.
Yeah, that's not great.
But he stayed.
Yeah, but that's not great. I mean, you're not really, at that point, the experience is kind of like, okay.
Yeah, you're kind of just staring at each other.
Yeah, like we've seen enough.
I can't believe Ray left early last night.
I can.
Yeah?
Yeah, well,
you stand by him, like what he did.
Yeah, I always stand by Raymond.
Okay.
The man's a professional. He doesn't come strolling in at 5:57.
You know, not for nothing, but the example that you brought up with RJ, he was working a different shift here at the time.
Right.
So
it was a Friday.
It was a Friday, and he wouldn't have to worry about coming here for a 6 o'clock show
on a Thursday
or
open.
5 o'clock show.
You know what happens? For example, are you eating a meal? What's happening?
I'm not eating now. You know, I've done this before where I've gone to Yankee games and then had to come back to the station the next morning.
Right.
I also went to a Yankees Red Sox game. It didn't have an 18 inning, final, but it had multiple rain delays and the game got called at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I had to come back here for a 5 o'clock show. It was another show at the time. Don't question my dedication.
Well,
you insult me.
Sorry.
All he does is insult
you,
Raymond.
Do you at all feel guilty about leaving early?
No.
Not you do it again.
I would.
Okay.
Did you like the open or no?
You're open?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much.
It's our open.
Oh, you and Ray.
This is a 50-50 split.
Next time tickets are offered on the group text, I'm going to take them. And even if I don't use them, I'll feel better than giving them to you guys who leave early.
You're the worst.
I'm telling you. Let's go to Joe and Jefferson.
I'm going
to
leave the bar mitzvah early.
You know what?
How about that?
I want to invite you.
How about that?
I want to invite you.
I'm going to wear an Eagles jersey.
I'm going to have security escort you right out.
I'll go party with the rabbi afterwards.
Right out. I'm not. You think I'm kidding? Hang on, Joe. I'll put your back on hold. You show up in an Eagles jersey. We are obligated to hire enormous security guards. I swear to God, they will escort you right out.
No, I'm telling you. You want to play? You want to try me? Money.
First of all, why would you, a Jets fan, put on an Eagles jersey?
Because to bother you.
So you have so little self-respect that you would put on an Eagles jersey just to bother me.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah, me and the rabbi.
See, the rabbi won't be at the party.
No, I'm going to wear it right to the temple. The Rev and the Rabbi. Maybe I'll come stand up there with the chant.
On the Bima.
Maybe. I married someone in a chuppah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. I don't think you'd do it. I don't think, you know what I think? I think Cass will say.
How about I get an Eagles yarmulke made?
I would prefer
And then halfway through the chanting, I put on the Cowboys yarmulke. How about that?
See, then you have no respect for yourself at
all.
No,
I have tons of respect.
No.
I'm going to get one made.
If you would, good, go ahead.
Good. Eagles on one side, Cowboys on the other side. Yep.
Go ahead. If that's what floats your boat, go ahead and do it.
Oh, it'll float it.
But you show up in an Eagles jersey to the actual party, and you'll be escorted right out. Right? You think I'm kidding?
I'll get up on stage.
You think I'm kidding? Right. I will hire extra security.
No, let me know security. Stop.
You'll see.
Yeah, have you seen this?
What? Yeah. Oh, you should see the size of these gentlemen.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, they're like MMA fighters.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's like Tito Ortiz is going to be there. Oh, I'm telling you. Try it.
Please, I'm going to cross-face chicken wing before he knows what to do.
Yeah, sure you will. Your wife wouldn't never allow that. You know what? I'm done with you. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. RJ, the only one I like today. Joe and Jefferson. Good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning. Hey, so is it okay? Well, it doesn't matter if it's okay, but listen, we're driving from Northwest New Jersey. We're going to your tailgate at 11.
Right.
Then we're going to stay, but we're leaving at 3 o'clock. So that's probably going to be early because most games are 2.5 hours, right?
Right.
So, is that acceptable? Look, we have dogs, you know, so we're going to be leaving them. Mostly we can leave them for 8 hours, but after that, you know, the dogs, they eat couches and stuff like that.
So at the 8 hour mark, they turn from like loving, wonderful dogs to they start eating the furniture.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah. It's the witching hour. I get it.
Is that acceptable if you plan to leave early? Or is it just if you're going, you're going to, you know, it's a great day and that you stay there for
I think
the whole time?
See, I will say this for you, Joe. I think it's different circumstances. You're going to the game, but in addition to going to the game, maybe even your number one priority that day is you're going to the tailgate to meet everyone within the show, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think it's a little different circumstances. And you know ahead of time that you have to leave early because of the dogs. Now, what I would personally do is get someone to come walk and or watch the dogs. That's what I would do. But he chooses to leave early.
Well, he loves his dogs. And he actually, I mean, he's unlike you, who doesn't like his dogs and wants to give them away every day.
Well, because my dogs are miserable.
Well, no. It sounds like his dogs are miserable after 8 hours. They start eating couches and everything else.
I don't get 8 hours of my dogs
being
good.
But he's made a commitment. Because they have no respect for you. He's made a commitment. And as long as he gives us all he has for the time he's there.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all I want.
All right, let's hear from Aaron Boone. A little bit on Nestor Cortez saying, tough loss, but good night for Nestor. By the way, before we play this, what did Cortez do last night? Do you have his actual stat line in front of you? Because it's written, tough loss, but good night for Nestor. I want to see if this, in fact, in my mind, is a good night before we even hear the sound.
So he gave you 6 innings, 5 hits.
6 plus, right?
Yes, 6.
Right. Seven,
4 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Gave up 2 home runs.
That's a good night?
Well, it was a good night up until he gave up the
home. No. Yeah. Let's hear what this is. Aaron Boone, tough loss, but good night for Nestor.
Obviously, this is a tough one and a tough loss and everything. But, you know, one of the things from it is another strong outing against a good team for Nestor.
Are you kidding me? Stop it. I know that you like to battle with me when it comes to this stuff. Six innings, four runs, two home runs. That's not a good start.
No, it's not a good start. I mean, the final stat line is not good. I mean, you could say, you know, first six, really good.
Before
he came out for the seventh. But again, I go back to what I told you to start the show. When you start looking at what Nestor Cortez's biggest problem this season has been, is that as he gets later in the game and he starts going through the lineup a third time, he gets lit up. Like, lit up. The numbers I gave you, that's lit up.
It's startling, yes.
Those are humongous numbers.
Startling. I mean, 440, whatever. I mean, that you don't see that. That doesn't happen.
No, that doesn't happen. And on top of that, I mean, an OPS of almost 1,600. To put 1,600.
No, it doesn't happen. If I told you a player hit 440 and had an OPS of 1,600, you'd sign into a
452, not 440.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I know Aaron Boone wants to protect his players and everything else, and Nestor was good for the first six.
But why not say,
but Nestor, you brought him out.
He gave us a great six, and he was not all that good. I mean, to sit here and tell me that was a great start is absurd.
Yeah, it's probably not the way you want to frame it. That's the reality of what ended up happening. And then you bring in the bullpen, which has been really good for you, and they weren't able to get the job done.
Listen, I'm not pointing. It happens. They've been really, really good. They've come back. They came back the night before from four runs down. It happens. I don't think it's the end of the world by any stretch. But to sit here and tell me that Nestor Cortez, you know, that's a positive spot for the game last night. One of the positive points I take out of is Nestor was really good. No. Nestor was good until you brought him back into the seventh inning, and in the seventh inning, he was really bad.
Well, that would be the thing for me, though, right? I mean, if it's something like, I'm sure they know it, right? I mean, with how advanced the analytics department and everything else is they know, I mean, everything about every player, and they start pointing at, you know, things that are concerning. Going through the lineup a third time and seeing those numbers would be concerning. So he's been efficient through six. He's been good. Use the word cruising. He's at 77 pitches, so we make the decision we're going to bring him back for the seventh. Had he got through the seventh, or given you, say, you know, 6 2/3,
yep,
not giving up any more damage, you'd say, you know what?
Great outing.
Great outing. We're headed in the right direction. Third time through, we're making progress. That didn't happen. We went back to what we've seen, which is third time through.
He's terrible.
We get in trouble.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
What do you keep teasing? You have this NFL list,
right? I have an NFL list.
I look forward to that. When are we going to do that?
Whenever you want. Whenever you feel like switching over to some football.
Maybe the 8 o'clock hour?
This whole Mekhi Becton thing, too, pisses me off.
He's just got to go out there and be good this year.
Yeah, just go play, man. Like, you're blaming the team because they put you at right tackle.
You think that's why he got injured? I mean, what a ridiculous.
Come on, man. If you were the best option at left tackle with how important that position is, you'd be playing left
and
tackle.
And you're a first-round pick, so it makes sense for them.
You're Joe Douglas's first-round pick.
Right. It makes sense for them to want you to play left tackle. You think that they're out to get you?
No.
We'll punish him. We'll put him at right tackle.
No, they want to
facilitate his greatness. He hasn't been great.
Joe Douglas doesn't want his first pick to be a bad pick.
It has been a bad
pick. It's probably part of the reason why we keep going back with we're going to try to make it work with Zach Wilson. Because he's a second overall pick.
And guys who draft these players will push them as much as they possibly can. Right? You want to see success. Because truthfully, you probably don't care if they succeed. You care if you succeed.
They succeed, you succeed.
That's exactly right. Yeah, right. It's a bad look for Joe Douglas. If he was a Maccagnan pick, he probably wouldn't even be on the team anymore.
No, but that was, I mean, that's kind of like the whole Daniel Jones thing, right, with Shane and Dable. They came in, they weren't going to give him his fifth-year option because they hadn't seen him play, and it was, okay, we'll give you this year, prove to us that you can be the quarterback, and good on Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Head down, played great.
8 o'clock hour, getting to the NFL, I like it.
And I got some nice stuff about Francisco Alvarez, too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
Of course he's good. He should be a catcher.
Of course he's good.
I think we all know he's good.
Didn't catch the night before. All right, let's continue with the Yankees. We'll get into the Mets, and I won't even make a statement because then we'll get off on a tangent with the Mets. But let's hear from Nestor Cortez where it went wrong for him last night.
The homer, obviously off the foul pole, just unlucky there a little bit. But it happened quick. There was a plan for Boone probably to take me to Frazier if I got a little bit in trouble, and then it was a homer if it was probably something else. But I don't think it reflects the way I threw. Felt great. Still felt with power in the seventh. Felt like I made a lot of competitive pitches in the seventh. Wasn't like Toronto where I went four straight balls.
The thing that's tough for the Yankees fan and for Boone and Cortez is if he doesn't trot him out there for the seventh and the bullpen does what they did and they're awful, now he gets destroyed. Right, Boone, why would you take a guy out who was great and his pitches were minimal through six innings? He puts him out there for the seventh. He gets rocked. Bullpen's bad. Now, it's why would you send him out there for the seventh? It's really, and I don't blame him for it.
It's the right move.
Yeah,
bring him
back
up for the seventh was the right move. He was 77 pitches, right? And I mean, again, we saw this with the Mets too. And I know we're sticking with the Yankees, but you go leadoff walk is never how you want to start an inning, right? So it's, I mean, Santander leadoff walk. Hayes with a hot shot, Volpe can't come up with it, and then before you know it, three-run home run completely
floodgates changes. Open, yeah.
Well, completely changes how you view his outing. I mean, you heard him, because in his mind, he felt good, and he wants to brush it off as, you know what, it was competitive pitches, and, you know, Frazier hits a home run. But it's a three-run home run, and now it's 5-4.
Right. Changed the entire complexion of the game.
And now you're reeling. And now your bullpen, which has been really good,
was Cordero was horrendous.
Gone, 22 1/3 without giving up a run.
I mean, an 8-run inning is
a big inning.
That's a meal.
Well, especially if you're supposed to have one. I mean, especially you have the best. I mean, best bullpen ERA in baseball.
Correct. But you didn't bring in the.
No, you'd have your high leverage guys.
The high leverage guys in, right? I mean, Cordero and Abreu are not exactly.
No, but I just told you. I mean, Cordero in his last. I mean, his previous five games, 22 1/3 innings, not a run. No, that's the bullpen. Excuse me. Bullpen, last five games, 22 1/3, no runs.
They've been great.
They've been great.
Again, if I was a Yankees fan today, you never want to blow a 4-run lead, right?
No.
But it happens. I mean, you came back against the Rays. You came back against the Orioles. And I'll tell you this as well. I don't know if this is going to be the year. This Orioles team is going to be a major problem. This team is on the verge of being a very good baseball team.
Yeah, the Orioles are coming. Absolutely coming. And you got a good division, man. I mean, Tampa's not going anywhere.
Nope. They win again last night.
Blue Jays are super talented. I mean, but who knows what the hell they're going to do.
Red Sox they're not great, and I don't think they'll compete for anything, but they're not a bad team, and they'll be better moving forward.
Yeah, top to bottom. I mean, this is.
It's not even close. What's close. The best division in baseball?
This is the best division.
American League West, there's no way.
The Oakland A's
are comical.
You just hate to waste. Again, this is the team you're chasing. We talked about this the other day when you came back.
Correct.
And you have Nestor Cortez, who's pitching really well. You have a 4-run lead going into the seventh inning.
And they have Schmidt on the mound tonight, right? Which you don't love.
No, you don't love. Just like, I mean, it's the same thing. It's my first thought with the Mets, too. Same thing. Now we got Carrasco on the mound today.
Yeah.
Who you don't love.
Don't love would be an understatement.
I was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, listen, again, I'm not concerned. Yet Rizzo's been awesome. He struck out four times.
Right.
But again, it's one of those ones. I mean, even if this was a hockey game going into the third period and we have a 3-goal lead or something, it'd be one of those ones that, you know, you look back and be like, that's a missed opportunity.
I don't disagree with you at all. But over the course of 162 games, this happens. And the night before you won a game, you probably should have lost. Right? Is that fair to say? So the next night, you lost a game you probably should have won. So you should be, I think it's fair to say, 1-1 in the series, just not the way you've gotten to 1-1 in the series.
Right. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Yeah, I mean, it worked itself out. But again, I mean, that's not how, in the moment, that's not how you feel.
No, of course not. You're frustrated that you lost a game that you should have won last night.
Yeah, then on top of that, so you give up the 8, and then you have a chance in the bottom of the inning, and, you know, you don't get the job done with LeMahieu and Bader. So, yeah, I mean, it's a rough night. And again, going back to the Nestor Cortez thing, I'm glad he felt good. But when you look at what the problem has been, I mean, it feels like a little bit more of the same of what he struggled with so far this season.
Yeah, third time through the order, and he was bad in the seventh inning, and it got away, and it got away quickly. If you were a Yankees fan, I want to play it again. Would this annoy you?
Obviously, this is a tough one and a tough loss and everything. But, you know, one of the things from it is another strong outing against a good team for Nestor.
Would that annoy you?
Nah.
No?
No, I don't know if it annoys me. I don't think it's how I would have framed it. Because I don't know when you bring him out for the seventh and he gives up that 3-run home run, I think it kind of, it takes us... A strong outing and makes it an okay outing?
At best.
Right. I mean, I guess he leaves with the lead, but still. Right. I mean, it was the catalyst to give you that 8-run inning. But, I mean, he's trying to build confidence in Nestor. They need Nestor.
I'm not denying that, but why do we have to play this game? Oh, that's a, what a great outing. You go six.
I think he's speaking more to the player than I think he is to the fan base. I think he's trying to. I mean, he's trying to pump his guy up.
Okay, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm just like.
Well, you heard Nestor too. I mean, it sounded like Nestor felt the same way. Like if it's not a home run, I felt great. I still felt strong going into the seventh. So they need Nestor to be good.
They need Nestor to be good.
I mean, because Garrett Cole is going to be good.
Although he hasn't been great lately either.
Right, with the home runs and everything else. But you know he's going to be there when you need him. Severino, you have questions about just because of the whole injury thing. Rodon, you have no idea about. And Nestor was great for you last year.
He was. What's his ERA now in the season? It's over five, isn't it?
Nestor's ERA on the season right now?
Yeah.
It's better than Carrasco's.
Well, Carrasco's is over eight.
Over eight.
And it was supposed to be Tyone that was supposed to start for the Cubs tonight, but then they made
the switch.
What would
you guess be with Cortez?
Cortez, I'm going to say 5-4.
Ooh, close. 5.3.
Really?
Yeah. Close.
I mean, we're more than 25% into the season. That's a big ERA.
Well, from what he was last year, yeah.
That's a big ERA for anybody. If I told you the Mets, who you love, were going up against a team that had the starting pitcher who has pitched the entire season, had an ERA of 5-4, you'd be like, that guy is not having a good year.
No. No, but it's early.
It's early. And I believe in him.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, he's, again, I mean, from what he gave you last year, I think there was some, I don't want to say concern. Concern is not the right word. I would say there was some interest as to whether or not that was just that one year, or would this be something that was, like, is this who Nestor Cortez is?
Because typically you don't find guys on the scrap heap, bring them in, and now they turn into forever really good players.
Yeah, like perennial all-stars.
That's a rarity, right?
Right. Yeah. So, but, I mean, I think that in the grand scheme of things, as we move forward in the season, it's something that they have to pay attention to. Like this whole third time through the order. And they got a great bullpen, but still, I mean.
So maybe you don't even give them a chance. Maybe two times through the order and regardless, that's it.
Well, at some point you're going to need, I mean, you do need length though.
You're
going
to kill
your bullpen.
But you can't get length out of a guy that can't give you length.
Well, I know, but when you have an elite bullpen, like let's not do this where all of a sudden we're killing our bullpen the entire season. And then when we get to the most important part of the season, the bullpen is just gas. Because we've seen that happen before.
All right, so then it's a dicey situation.
Well, no, you use the regular season. Because you're playing good baseball,
right?
To try to figure it out, which is probably what they did last night. Which is he's at 77.
I have no issue with him coming out for the seventh.
Right? No, but he feels good.
Yep.
And you're not wrong. If they pull him and
crushed,
and they lose,
if they pull him and the bullpen does what they did, every phone call today is like, how in the world? Boone should be fired.
Yeah, right.
He stinks. He's awful. Get rid of the analytics guys and Cashman and break up the organization.
See, that's the thing though, and that's the hard part about being a coach or a manager. Sometimes you play this game where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you make a decision based on the player going out in there and actually doing his job. Like Nestor at 77 pitches, I say to him, how do you feel? I feel great. And he's been cruising.
Right.
Okay, we have
this. Go out there.
You know, get us to this spot, and then we'll bring in our bullpen that's been great. And he can't. Ends up being a 3-run home run.
And it gets away from you. Let's go to Dylan in Queens. Good morning, Dylan. You're on 98.7.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little bit hurt. When I came on last week, I talked about my podcast, and RJ came on, and he was lovely. And then you guys were trying to figure out my name later and called me Mike and Winston.
Like, that was Dave. Dylan, that's Dave.
I
has no respect for anybody.
A great affection towards you when you called last week. That's for starters. Secondly, I called you Winston?
I believe it was Winston.
You definitely
sounds
called
right.
him Winston.
One of you
yeah.
said one. I think you know. You're right, Dave. I think it was Rick that said Winston,
no.
and you corrected him to Mike.
Oh, why would I say Winston of the people?
Well, I don't even know the name. I never even heard the name Winston. Why would I say Winston?
Why would you say some of the things that you say,
Dylan? How can we make this up to you? What can we do? You want Rick to join you on the podcast, Master Mulcher?
No, I'm good. You know, RJ was kind of like my top dog. He's who I wanted on the podcast. I mean, I think it's kind of a step down if I have Rick on the podcast. No offense, Rick, but, you know, RJ's the dog.
No offense taken, Dylan.
Thanks, Winston.
Yeah. Wow. How was RJ? Was he elite?
That was a good shot, though. I appreciate that.
Was he elite on the podcast?
Oh, elite. Elite. Absolutely.
What'd you guys talk about?
You know, everything from his career at ESPN, he gave me a wonderful diatribe about his life, which I really appreciated. We talked about the 49ers, talked about Joel Embiid and whether they failed or not in the playoffs. So
wow.
A lot of fun stuff.
Wow. He
Did he talk about all the trials and tribulations of being his size or no?
No, I didn't bring up his size because I'm not a bad person.
So let's be honest here, Dylan. Do you believe, at this very moment, between me and you and just the people listening, do you believe that Rick is a bad guy?
Well, you act like you don't bring up his size, Dave. This is not me.
No, this is I pile on because I'm a somewhat bad guy. This is Rick's go-to.
There's nothing else with RJ. He's smart. He's handsome. I mean, what else am I going to bring up? He's got beautiful hair.
You don't have to take your friends down. That's the thing.
That's the whole point of having friends. It's the best part about having good friends.
Just take them down?
Yes.
Oh, what a,
don't
what
let
a
RJ
treat.
Fool you. No. So don't let him fool you. Remember the whole who would lift you and he said Crane immediately?
Oh, yeah. That's, no, he's got some nasty.
That's the real RJ.
And you know what the thing is? You push him and he comes out like a cat.
He's like a honey badger.
Yeah, terrifying. So, Dylan, I'm sorry that we offended you last week. I'm glad you called back. What's on your mind this morning?
It's okay. I just wanted to briefly talk about Nestor. I'm kind of an advanced stats fan, if you will, which I think is not very typical among Yankees fans. But when it comes to Nestor, his advanced stats are awful. His walks per nine are up, his K per nine are down, home runs per nine is up drastically from just a few years ago, and even more advanced stats. Hard hit percentage is up, barrel percentage is up, batting average on balls in play is up. I think it's really a concern considering the other issues could be fixed by Rodon's health or trading for a left fielder, whatever the situation is. I think there's no easy solution for fixing Nestor, especially when it comes to third time through the order, like you guys mentioned.
Well, how about this? We appreciate the call, Winston. Thank you. So his last...
It's Dylan. His name is Dylan.
Whatever it is. His last five starts. You ready for this? So I'm going back to April 30th.
Are they really good starts?
No, at Texas. So at Texas, that was the 15-2 loss. He went 4 2/3, seven earned runs, three home runs. Next start against Oakland, 5 innings, 2 earned runs. Next start, 4 1/3, 6 earned runs, one home run. Next start, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, another home run.
It's a good start, though.
And then, so in the last five games he started, he's given up, 7 home runs.
And he said, what, 2 or 3 starts that were horrendous?
Yeah, he had 7 earned runs, 6 earned runs. I mean, you're talking about 21 earned runs in the last 5 starts?
Not good.
No.
He has not been the same pitcher so far
season.
And again, I'm not panicked. I mean, for the most part, you're winning games, you've righted the ship, you're okay. But it's something to clearly keep an eye on.
I think the reality is that you need him. Like, the expectation coming into the season was that, I mean, he wasn't going to have to be your 2 because you had
Rodon
that you spent a ton of money on. And then we've seen what Severino was capable of when he's healthy. So now you pencil him in at, 3 or 4? And then it was supposed to be Montas.
He's your 4, and you're like, you know, that's a hell of a rotation.
Feel great.
He's your, and what is he now, your 2?
Well, yeah, with Severino just coming back, yeah.
So then there's bigger expectations, and he has not had a good first 2 months of the season.
And after the season he gave you last season, I mean, people were excited to see what he would do.
Yeah.
How he would back it up.
Why. Yeah. And he's an easy guy to root for, too.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go to Wes. I love Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Man, I can't wait for next Thursday.
1 week away. Are you going to the whole thing? Are you going to the show, the tailgate, the game, the whole kit and caboodle, Wes?
Unfortunately, I will not be at the show. As you can probably hear, I've got the children. So I'm dropping them off at the babysitter around 8 o'clock. And then I'm heading into the tailgate at that point.
All right. Listen, that's great.
So I can't wait. So I'll be there. But what I called about was when the Braves played the Orioles a few weeks back, I talked about how good a baseball team they were. You guys keep talking about how they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So here's the question. Would you rather be the Yankees moving forward or the Orioles moving forward? And I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Ooh, that's a good question. I will say the Yankees solely because they have so much money.
The means?
And the Orioles.
And you still have Aaron Judge.
Yes, and the Orioles tend to not spend money the way the Yankees do. Like, the Yankees can outspend mistakes. The Orioles cannot. If you told me it was an even playing field and the Orioles could spend the same money that the Yankees do, I'd take Baltimore.
Well, here's the thing, though, and I think it's kind of unfair to – it's a good question, but I think it's unfair to the Yankees, is Yankees fans have no appetite to do what Baltimore has done or what these teams have done.
Oh, they've been awful.
Right, to eventually get good. Because now you start hitting on these draft picks, and they finally make their way to the big leagues.
I mean, the Astros did it, right?
But the Yankees fan has no appetite for that.
The Royals back in the day did it. The Orioles are now doing it. No, the Yankees, they could never. Could you imagine if the Yankees were what some of these awful teams are?
No.
How many, you think they're packing Yankee Stadium?
No chance. No way. The expectation is that they're competitive, they're a playoff team every year, and they have an opportunity to win a World Series.
By the way, I know this happens all the time. I am so sick of all these different Apple TV and Peacock.
I was so mad
Amazon.
Yesterday.
I was so mad yesterday. How many different things do you want? If you want to watch every Yankees game, how many different things do you have to have?
Well, you got to have Yes.
You got to have ESPN.
ESPN Plus. You got to have, ESPN, yeah. You got to have
Amazon.
Peacock, Amazon, Apple. It's five.
So how much, I mean, if you adore the Yankees, you want to watch every game, how much money do you need to spend?
A lot.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. I think we had someone calling the other day that broke it down.
We did?
Yeah, you were breaking it down. Like, you asked him, what does Peacock cost? What does this cost? Yeah. See, this is the problem with you. Your mind is has so much information.
That I lose some.
But long-term information.
Yeah.
Short-term, gone.
Right out the window.
Right out
Flarin
the window.
Belugin.
Gone.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
That was like 2 days ago, maybe. Not even.
I vaguely remember this now. I do. I don't remember you calling Dylan Winston.
I don't think I called him Winston. I think you probably called him
Winston.
Why would I call him Winston?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't have no idea. Like, maybe I did. I don't know.
RJ, who called them Winston? Do you remember that at all?
I'm pretty sure it was you.
Me?
It's always Dave.
Why would I call him Winston?
Because you're a bad guy.
I love that he emphasized it by saying, well, you did it because you're a bad guy. That's it. Good for Dylan.
By the way, I don't know if anyone's paying attention or noticing this, that we're on this, like, couple-week streak here where everyone just calls to take shots at me. Like, it's like...
I think it's great.
No, but it's premeditated. Like, the call is set up so they could at some point take a nasty shot at me.
You love that.
And
what
I got to try to say. I love it.
You love the locker room.
I absolutely
atmosphere.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because that was good.
It was great.
That was a good setup.
How about the woman that called a couple weeks ago?
She was so good.
Oh, that was so good. And it was well delivered.
It was that her boyfriend or her husband called up afterwards.
I think the boyfriend.
Well, that's feisty.
Yeah. And remember the fact, I love this, he didn't know she was calling.
No idea.
He was in the other room listening. He's like, oh God, I forget what her name was.
Sometimes when you hear my voice, you got to go into your own room.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
I don't know.
Let's go to Joe in Ocean Gate.
Do you hear this? The bass?
It's beautiful. Joe, happy anniversary. Tell us what you're celebrating
today. $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
That was good.
Good morning, fellas. I got a couple things real quick. Rat-a-tat-tat, the fruit situation with the pineapples. You guys are missing out. They have a pineapple core. I've had it for years. It's like $9. And it literally makes it.
Well, I don't think I can get the pineapple core on the streets of Manhattan at 5 o'clock.
No, what he's saying is I need it.
No. You get that.
I need it.
You order that. You bring it to the station. Rick, you just keep it there. And it's no more travel with knives and swords.
Oh, I got the knife now, Joe. The problem is I got no pineapple. Because this guy, he keeps promising papayas and pineapple. I got nothing.
He's not wrong.
I have a knife just sitting in my fakakta
locker.
Just
leave it. Leave the knife here.
Because God forbid I get an office in the studio. We have little tiny little lockers.
All right, Joe, you don't need to hear him complain. What's next on your rat-a-tat-tats?
And then if you ever go to jail, you could keister in the fruits. You know, you could do that.
That's right, in his prison wallet.
Exactly.
And he could use his rat-a-tat-tats.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
Yes. So then I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I love you guys' show, and the first remembrance of, like, you guys, me listening to you guys every day was the Raymond Some Gave All Memorial Day thing. And that was just, it was incredible, and it carries on. And I just had the call to... just bring that up and let you guys know you're still, for one full year, my favorite show, only show I listen to.
Wow.
We love you, Joe. Thank you very much.
On a major note, though, I want to shout out to all the fallen soldiers because that's what made this country the greatest country in the world. So, thank you, guys. Love you guys.
That's a good call. Hang on, Joe, before you go, you come into the big tailgate show Mets game next week.
I would absolutely love to. I'm the guy also I'm the window cleaner. I'm the sneezer when they're staring into the sun. So I can't take off of work. I'm actually live down by you guys, the Point Pleasant area. I'd love to come to that show.
Oh yeah, he'll be at the beach bash.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be at the beach bash through the 30th.
The beach bash. I would love to try to. It's just so hard for me to if I don't work, I don't make any money. So. Yeah.
Like, maybe Dave will give you some money. You guys can stare into the sun and sneeze together because Dave also has that issue.
It's a real thing, Joe. It's a legitimate thing. You know it.
Absolutely. It happened to me the other day again, too. Yes, it is. It's a condition that only the best of us have,
That's right. Only the elite of the elite. Thanks for the call, Joe. I don't understand why you make
Brandon,
fun of that.
Why don't you play some, will you play the words of the, your, you know, your beautiful saying tomorrow as we lead into Memorial
Day
weekend?
That's kind of the point, yeah.
Yeah, right. I think that should be a real main focus of Plays of the Week.
No. It can't be Plays of the Week.
No, just that end of the show.
Like a remembrance.
Right.
Yeah. Like remember a year ago.
I can play it Monday. Are you going to be here Monday?
I think, yeah.
No. Okay, there you go.
You're going to be here Monday? Oh, you're good.
No, we're working Monday, aren't we?
Well, you can.
Oh, we're not?
I'm not.
Stop. Are you being serious?
It's Memorial Day.
Oh, I just assumed.
Yes.
I had no idea.
There's a discrepancy.
But you and Grasse.
No. I didn't agree to that.
I'm not working.
You mean Mayor Quimby? No.
Yeah.
No, this is great news.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.